Welcome back, and joining me today is Kenny Valley Trojans head boys basketball coach Donnie Scott. And coach, season is over for the Trojans as took on Commerce in the first round of the district tournament this past Friday, and things didn't go very well for you guys.
No, it didn't. We played all right the first half, just didn't score. We've been limited scoring all year. I just really never had anybody to come out and score points for us, you know, and that hurt us. We'd try and play defense, and at the end of the day, you got to have somebody that can put the ball in the hole. We just kind of struggled all year long. We really struggled in the playoffs. First half, we're down eight, and then the third quarter, we come out, and we don't score, and they make a little run, and then you look up, and the wheels kind of fall off, and it's over.
Yeah, you've mentioned that it's been that way all year, but you know the couple wins that you've had this year, you've had no problems putting the ball in the hole. But some days you have that, and some days you don't.
Right. Some days you can put it in the bucket, and some days the bucket's real small. And for about 19 games this year, I was 2-19, about 19 games, and the rim was real small.
Now that you this season is now ended, certainly now the focus is the future. First of all, though, you got to say goodbye to some seniors that really made a difference this year.
Right. Yep. They played hard, good group of kids, and gave the best they could, gave all they could, and tried to come out every game and give 100%. I was proud of them. I told those seniors that, you know, hey, they stuck with it. They didn't quit. They saw it to the end, and that's going to pay off in the long run, you know. It's easy to quit, and they didn't.
Talk about your seniors, though, very quickly.
Well, I had four seniors. Actually, I had Jordan Smith, who's my nephew. Mm-hmm. His first year, he's played in several years. Did a good job for us, running a guard spot. And I had Daniel Garcia. He hadn't played in a few years, and he was kind of my sixth, seventh man, and he was probably actually my Mr. Hustle. He'd come in and spark us with hustle and rebounds and get some steals. He just was limited scoring, but he's a great kid and played hard. And then I had Bailey Eden. He's a senior, and he gave us what he had. Played hard all the time. And then my last one, Brian Privacentis, I suited him up. After I had a few kids quit on me, I got an extra couple suits. So I suited up Ryan Privacentis, and he got to play the last couple games on the varsity level, and I started him. He did a good job for us. Good kid. Great kid. Couldn't ask for a better kid.
Yeah.
I suited him up all year.
You talk about Jordan Smith. I think one of the things that I really liked about him was the game against Nowata. Six three-pointers, ended up with 22 points in the game. Certainly was a great player.
Oh, yeah, that was his highlight of the year. That was most he scored. And played hard, and really not a true basketball player in the sense, but he gave us what he had and played hard.
A lot of young players that you've had this year, of course, they've had that experience now in the books. Focus on next year. I know that you guys have a lot of things to work on, but I think the promise is good for next year.
Yeah, I think so too, Adam. I think they work hard this summer. They got to realize it takes hard work to be a good player. You can't just show up during practice and practice an hour and a half and be a good player. You got to put hours and hours in during the summer. And if they're willing to do that, they'll have a chance to be good. If not, then they won't be very good.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Always a pleasure to talk to you every week about Trojans basketball. And best of luck to you guys, and looking forward to next year.
There you go, Adam. I appreciate it. Thanks for all you do. You're a great guy.